The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This shiur has been sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Avigdor ben Rav Shaul HaKoyen. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Adav Gimel, Amar Aleph on the top, continues the discussion from the Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Masal Abayo, Gemara asks that it's not Shtayim Shein Harba, which would be 8 cases in the Mishnah of Eitzah. The Gemara asks it should be 12, and then the Gemara asks if, according to your Shita, it should be 16, because if we count every aspect of every case that's delivered, that's brought down in the Mishnah, it should be a total of 16. There's the Baal Bayis, there's the Ani, and even in a case where the Ani hadn't done anything wrong, he hadn't even made an Akira, but the Baal Bayis, through his facilitation, has made an Akira, it should count each one of those cases, the Baal Bayis and the Ani, and vice versa in the Mishnah as well. The Gemara answers, Bishlaim above the ratio, Potter Mutter Lekatani. Your question that it should count 16 individual cases is not a question, it's not shver, because wherever there's a Potter Mutter, where it's 100% Lekatrila, it's 100% Mutter for one of the parties involved in this Maisa of Yitzias HaShabbos, the Gemara does not count that as a case of Shabbos. So, where the Ani didn't do anything, he just facilitated, he didn't make an Akira or a Hanocha, he just facilitated for the Baal Bayis to make an Akira, his part in this Maisa Yitzia is not considered an action. Shabbos is not considered as one of the cases of the Mishnah, and therefore, it's not shver as to why it's not considered 16 cases. Tosfos, the first Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, takes issue with that the Gemara says, that when the Ani brings over something to the Usher inside, and the Usher makes the entire Maisa Shabbos, the Ani merely facilitates that's considered Potter U'Mutter, that's Mutter L'Chatchila to facilitate such an action. Tosfos asks, what happened to the famous Isser of Lifne Evil Esitin Mitchell when you facilitate for another individual to be over an Isser, a person is over the Aveira of Lifne Evil Esitin Mitchell, before a blind man, one shall not place a stumbling block, and therefore, even though he himself is Mutter, he's not doing any Maisa Shabbos, but the mere fact that he's facilitating Maisa Shabbos for somebody else should be considered that he's putting a stumbling block in front of an Iver, somebody who is being Iver a Maisa Shabbos. And then Tosfos continues to ask, even if it's in a case where the Baal Bayis didn't need the Ani to facilitate this Maisa of Haitzah, but rather the Baal Bayis himself could have reached into the house and taken this article without the facilitation of the Ani. And therefore, Tosfos is asking that there would not be any Isser of Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal. And he brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avavah Mideis that the only time there is a legitimate Isser of Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal is only in a case where it's Trey Aver Dinahari, where the case in point is where there's a Nazir who's trying to reach for grapes, which is also for him to eat, and another Yisrael aids him and gives him those grapes, and through the facilitation of his friend, he's able to reach the grapes and be over the Isser. That is the only case where there's an authentic Isser of Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal, the Isser Deraisa. However, Tosfos, that even though that is true, that the Isser Deraisa Lifnei Evil Esita Mishal is only where it's impossible for the other person to be over the Isser, if not for the for his friend facilitating the Isser. It's still Osir to help somebody do an Aveira, even if he could have done the Aveira without your help. Why? It says, a person, we know, and the Rosh brings down the Gemara Nivamis, that even a katon, a person not allowed to feed a katon nevelois, a katon is a shoygig, he doesn't know better, a person has to be mafresh me'yisr, and he's not allowed to feed an isr to somebody else, he's responsible as arbut to make sure that the other people in Klal Yisrael are not over Yisurim. So says Tosfos, that is the Yisur Rabbanan, there still would be. So how can the Mishnah talk about Pater Mutter if he's helping him do this mitzvah, to do this Avera of Yisir Shabbos? That would be at least a mitzvah Yel Dvar Avera, and it should be Asur. Says Tosfos, we're talking about a non-Jew, person who's facilitating is a non-Jew, and it's talking about the chayfetz of a non-Jew as well. Tosfos has issues with the fact that the chayfetz would be over an ister, would be part of a yitzia, a maisi yitzia on Shabbos. If a person's chayfetz, a person's article is the article where somebody is over an ister, that would also be an ister rabbanon. This distinction that we see in Tosfos, that the Isra Lufnei Iver, there's two reasons and Isurim, two levels, why a person is not allowed to facilitate and to help somebody else do an Avera. The Makor is the Gemara Nevi Dezor and Davavah Med Aleph, where the Gemara discusses when a person is allowed to sell articles of Avodah Zarah, even to a goy. The Gemara is very clear that this din of Lufnei Iver L'Sita Mishal is even to facilitate something that's also to a non-Jew, like Eiver Menachai or Avodah Zarah, which with a non-Jew would be Eiver Nisr. The Gemara asks, "V'chi Islei Le'Avar Mishal Lufnei Iver L'Sita Mishal?" In the event, in the case, the Gemara says there's a nafkamina when a Naini Yehudi has already Avodah Zarah to worship, then it would be okay to sell to the Nachri, to the Naini Yehudi, articles of Avodah Zarah, because he could be over Yisurim without you. He doesn't need you. It's not you're not the key facilitator. You're just helping him. But the Gemara takes issue with that. The Gemara asks, is that then true that where the Akum has the ability to serve the Avodah Zarah without you, there would be no Isser for Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Omar Rabbi Nosson, Minayin Shal Yoshit Adam Koy Shal Yayin LeNozir Ve'Eiver Min Achayel Ben Noyach. How does we know that your person is not allowed to give a Nozir a Koy Shal Yayin? He's not allowed to serve to a Nozir a cup of wine or serve Eiver Min Achayel to a Ben Noyach? Talmud Lomel is Ne'ivu L'Sitin Misha. A person is not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of an Iver. V'ha'hocha d'chilo yavina le'shak li'iyu v'ka'avar mishum of Ne'ivu L'Sitin Misha. He doesn't need you to do that. He can take it himself. Says the Gemara of my skin on the case is the koi v'chir avar de nahara. That the only time you're over this Ne'ivu L'Sitin Misha to an Akhri is only where they're on two sides of the Nahar, where the only way where he would be able to get the Kishal Yain or the Eivim Menachai is only through your action, through your helping. If not for you, it would not be Oiver. Now, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Messiah. So we see clearly from the Gemara that even though the Din of Lufnei Iver L'Sita Mishal is even to a non-Jew, it's any Iver, any Iver that's being Oiver in Isser, a person is not allowed to be the sole cause of his transgressing the Isser. However, the Din Misayeya, in the event where they don't need you, that is merely an Isser by Yisroel. And that's because there's a mitzvah of Lafrushe Meisura, Als Arvus, Als Kol Yisroel Arevim Zelazeh, a person is obligated to make sure all of Kol Yisroel are not being over Yisurim. And therefore, if you help them be over an Isser, even though he could have done the Isser without you, there would be the Sister Abonon of Misayei al-Dvar Aveira. Interestingly enough, the Shaar HaTzion in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Mem Zayin Sivkot Ches, says that the Taisa says that this Isser is merely the Rabbanan is Lav Dafka. Really, it's a Din D'Oraisa. A person is not allowed to be Mitzayil at Varveira, and he has a D'Oraisa obligation to be Mafresh Mei Yisri. He brings the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara, where one of the Amirim tore off the beged of an Isha that the Isha was wearing a beged that was not Sneas, and because of a Frusha Mei Yisura, he went ahead and he made that, he actually was mazik, and he actually tore off the beged. And says the Sharetzim, from here we see it's not merely a din d'rabbanan, it's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa to be mitzvah d'oraisa. And he says that the Taisa says that it's only Midrabanon is talking about a case where it would be impossible for him to stop it. And even if you wouldn't help him, he still would go ahead against your will and do it anyway. In that case, it would only be Midrabanon. The discussion in today's shiur is exactly what level, how much a person has to be careful not to be Misayil Dvaravera. One can ask, a person sells pots and pans, does he have to, is he not allowed to sell a pot and pan to somebody who is going to be over Isurim and cook treif in the pots and pans, or cook on Shabbos? Is it also to then sell a set of pots to a non-from Yid who's going to cook? Now the question is twofold. How much does a person have to be careful not to sell something that an Avera will be done to it? And also, is there an Isser, is there this din of a Sayel Dvar Avera by a less affiliated Jew who might be considered a Mumer who is over Averis and is not a Shomer Torah Mitzvos? The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Siman Kufnun Aleph in the Halacha of Avodah Zarah brings down this discussion as to what exactly are you allowed to sell to Avodah Zarah. Is there a problem selling Dvarim Yichodim Lamin Mirinei Elilin? The title of the siman is Dvarim HaMetzrachim Avodah Zkechovim Asul Yisrael Umarikram. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and says Dvarim Shem Yichodim Lamin Mirinei Elilin. Also, a person has to be careful not to sell chafotim that avodah zarah will be used for avodah zarah. The Ramah later on in the Sif says, "Yesh Imrim, hada also limkor lohem dvar mashayichim laavodah." So that it is usher to sell these articles that will be used by the Zohar and Adafkim, Ein Lema Cheir. It's only if that's the only way they can get a hold of these articles is through your sale. Oy Shalo Yuchul Lifnei Zvokamachar. They cannot sell, they cannot buy it elsewhere. Avalim Yechodim Lifnei Zvokamachar, something that they would anyway be able to buy it in a different place. Mutter Limkor Lohem Kol Dover. There, it would be mutter to sell to Avodah Zkechovim, and that's because of the discussion we discussed, that the din of l'sneiva l'sitein mikshol is only in a case where it's treyav v'denara, where you are the sole facilitator of this iser. But if not, then we merely have this din d'rabbanon or din d'araisa, like the Sharetzion says, of mesayel advar avera. And therefore, by avodas kechavim, by an akum, there's no iser of mesayel advar avera. Now, how about to a Yid? To a Jew who's never being over the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. He's a Mumar La Avodah Zarah. So the Shach in Sifkot and Vav says, he brings down this Machloikis, is there an Yisra Misayeya or not? And then he says that here everybody would agree that there is no halacha of Misayel Dvaravera and it would be Mutter. And why is that? Says the Shach, because it's only, we're only talking about when is there an Isra Misayeya only by a Yisroel, that the person that I have a Chiyuv Lahafrisha Mi Yisra. Like the Rosh says in Masechet Shabbos that we spoke about earlier, that the Makor, the Yisroel is from the Gemara of Katan Eichel Nevelos, a Katan that doesn't know any better. Bezim is Tzuvan Lahafrisha. So for sure, Yisroel Godel. If you have a non-from Jew who's being oivet of his zara, in that case there is no chiyav lafrishay. In that case, everybody would agree that if they can get it elsewhere, it would be mutter, because there's no mitzvah lafrishay. Now the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin Mem Zayin, where it discusses this exact case, the case that we're of our Gemara, where we have one person who's involved in a Hissah transfer, who's not being over any Isser, but he's facilitating this Isser for somebody else. The Magen Avraham, in Sif Katan Dalet, brings Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos says quite clearly that it's also Hayshit Lemumrim Dover Isser. But even a mummer, somebody who's a non-from Jew, who's a mummer, there's still this Isser of Lafrisha Meisura. And so asks the Dagum Merivava on the Shach, the Dagum Merivava in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, asks, how can the Shach say for a Dover Poshet that to a Yisrael mummer, there's no Isser of Isayel Advar Vera? Yisroel, Atal Pishachota, Yisroel. He's a Yisroel and he's being over an Isser. Where does the Shach see that there is no Isser of Misayel Advar Vera, and there's no din of Lahafrusha Meisura by a non from Jew, by a Mummer? Of course there's an Isser, there's a mitzvah Lahafrusha Meisura. He's a Yisroel, he's one of our brothers. How can we have to do everything we can to bring him back to the fold and to be mafreshim from Isurim, and so is Mashman Tosfos. So what is the Shach saying that there's no din of Misayel Dvar Vera when you're being Misayel to a non-from Jew? Says the Dagul Merivava, I'll tell you the real pshat in the Shach. The Shach is not saying that somebody who's a mummer has, there's no mitzvah lafrusha meisura, and therefore there would be no avera of Isur of Misayel Dvar Vera. Of course there is. And therefore, to a non-from Jew, a person is not allowed to just help and aid them to do a davar osur, even though they would do it without you. Still, you're not allowed to have shaychus. You're not allowed to be involved in their avera. What is the shach saying? Says the Dagul Merivava. I'll tell you what the shach is saying. When a person is over an iser b'mezid, there's no halacha of la'afusha me'isura. Afrusha Meisura is only like the Rosh brings down, similar to Katan Eichel Nevelos. When a Katan doesn't know better, you're not allowed to serve a Katan Nevela, even in a case where the Katan might get the Nevela elsewhere. But if he doesn't know better, he's a Katan, you're not allowed to be involved. You'll have a din of Afrusha Meisura, even though a Katan culture can't have Godel. But a person who's Lahach is a person who's bemazed. He knows it's Asur, and he's doing it anyway. There, you have no mitzvah to mafreshim meisura, because he's amazed. So by amazed, a person, there's no mitzvah of misayel varvera by somebody who's doing it b'mezid. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igris Moshe in Yerideya Chelak Aleph Simin Ayin Beis brings down a shaila that he was asked by a rav, Rav Benchin Rakav, from London, and he was asked the following shaila. He was approached by a catering hall that wanted to know if they're allowed to rent the catering hall to non-from Yidden who are going to fear the chasana and have a wedding shloyati halacha with mixed dancing and with being over other Yisurim. Do I have to worry about what goes on at the Chasana, or can I rent the Chasana hall to anybody and let them have the Chasana the way they want? So Rav Moshe goes through our sugi, the sugi that we just discussed, and he says as follows. In London, London is a very big city. There are other chasana halls. You're not facilitating this chasana hall for them, and therefore there would be no issur of lifnei evil l'sitin michshol. They can get it elsewhere. The only issur that we're dealing with over here is the issur of misayei al dvar avera. You're helping them to facilitate to do these averas. So he brings down the discussion that we just spoke out. There's a machloekes shach and Magen Avraham. If by a mummer, the chlal, somebody who's not makpid on is not a shomer Torah mitzvah, if there is a issur of misayel dvar avera, and he says as follows: that even according to the to those the Magen Avraham that says that it's usur to be misayeya even to a Yisrael mummer, and he brings this raya from Tosfos and Avodah Zarah that vavam adays here. Says Rav Moshe, I think that it would be mutter anyway, for a few reasons. First of all, says Rav Moshe, if these people, if no firm Jew would be able allowed to rent a chasana hall to the less affiliated to make a wedding that will not be noyeg al pi Torah mitzvos, then they'll go elsewhere, and then these people will actually be, they'll go to a non-kosher catering hall and eat non-kosher. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, you're actually saving them from achalas asuras. So, yes, on the one hand, it's not, they're being over yisurim, but by you allowing them, at least you're saving them from other yisurim, and therefore, that would not be considered a misayel as varvera, but rather, that would be considered as if you're saving them from certain averas. Says Rav Moshe is another reason, because when he says a very big chiddush that when a person is trying to figure out, am I helping him? Is this considered misayel dvar avera? We have to focus on what the main purpose, the main transaction is. It says in Moshe that if a person is selling, like the case we mentioned earlier, a person is selling a set of pots and pans, and the purpose of the pots and pans are to cook, even if the person might do something that's also with these pots and pans, that's not considered misayel dvar avera, because the main focus of what I'm doing is a davar heter. A person is allowed to cook, even though it's possible they may cook on Shabbos. You're allowed to sell a car to a non-firm yid, even though they may use the car to drive on Shabbos. But when I sell the car, I'm not selling it for davar aser. I'm selling it for him to do whatever he wants to do with it, and he's choosing to use it also for davar aser. In that case, there would not be an iser of misayel dvar avera. Says Rav Moshe, the same thing would be with the catering hall. It's mutter to have a chasana. A person is allowed to make a simcha, even though during the simcha, certain aspects of the simcha will not be considered to be conforming with the Torah. A person is allowed to rent a hall for this simcha, for the general purpose of chasana, and that's not considered a misayel dvar avera. And he takes it one step further. And even in a case where there would not be any other chasana hall except for this one, and you would be over the more stringent issur of lifnei evil l'sitein michshol, he brings a raya from Mishnah and Shviyas that since the main purpose of this chasana is not to do averis, but rather they're making a chasana which involves many aspects. And one of the aspects, or some of the aspects, may be not according to the Torah, but that's not considered that you're over lifnei evil l'sitein michshol. And he's noita, the Rav Moshe is noita that it would be okay, even if there isn't another chasana hall around. However, Rav Moshe ends off by saying that if you're renting them a chasna hall during the days where it's also to make a chasna, that would be considered lufneivul esitemitsho and misayil advarveiro, because there the main purpose, the main matura of the rental is to be over an iser. It's during a time when a person is not allowed to make a chasna at all. So there the chasna, the entire chasna is not according to halacha, and therefore he would not be able to rent it for that purpose. So the Moshe, if that's the case, and there's a hefsid maruba, and the only way the business can thrive and survive is by renting it to people, even at a time where it's aser, he says a person can make an arrangement and rent and lease the premises to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew would be able to manage and to own the rental of those days, and that would be considered lifnei de lifnei, where that wouldn't be lifnei evil asita mitzvah, it would be considered lifnei de lifnei when you give something to somebody else that he will facilitate in avera. That is not a problem, and if it's an authentic sale to the non-Jew or lease to the non-Jew, then he will be able to lease it on your behalf, or not on his own behalf, but he will be able to give you the money from his lease. And therefore, and by that way, they would be able to have a functioning catering hall. So just in summation, there are two levels of being Misayel Dvaravera. The Dairaisa level, of Lufnei Evil Isite Mitzral, in a case where it's not possible to do this without the facilitator. And in that case, that would be also even by a Mummer and even by a non-Jew. It would definitely be also to be able to be able to see the mikshah. In a case where the Oyver Aveira is able to do this Aveira even without your help, but you're the one that's helping him do it, but he could find other avenues to do the same Aveira, there would not be an Isra of Lufna Evil to see the mikshah. There only would be an Isra of Misayel Dvar Aveira, where Misayeya is, that Isra is only to a Jew and not to a non-Jew. There's no mitzvah of lachushe meisura to a non-Jew because there's no arvus. And to a non-from Jew, we have a machlekes shach and the Magen Avraham. The Dogma of Meravovah says that even the shach agrees that the regular isur misayeya would be pertinent to a non-from Jew. The only time the shach is matir and says there's no isra misayeh is only by somebody who's doing it that mays it. If he knows what he's doing is aser, and he's doing it anyway, in that case there would not be a mitzvah of lefusha meisura, and therefore the din misayeh would not apply. And there are a few chidushim in the Yigas Moshe that he's matir in the eventuality where the main focus of this Isser is the main focus of this rental is not an Isser, but rather he's doing something that involves many different aspects of it. Most of them are mutter, even though some Isser might come out of it or will come out of it. He says it will be mutter, both Misayeya and even the Isser of Lefneiver, he would be mutter as well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.